With Montana News, I'm Ellis Ju Lin. Democrats competing for Montana's open U.S. Senate seat met on the debate stage for the first time in Helena. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
The candidates seeking the Democratic nomination are Riley Neal, a former legislator and Livingston business owner, Michael Blackwolf, the historic preservation officer for the Fort Belknap Indian community, Michael Hummert, a Helena Navy veteran and former business owner, and Alani Bankhead, a Helena Air Force veteran and leadership coach. They're running for the seat held by Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines, who is not seeking re-election. The widening wealth gap is one of the top issues in Montana the Democrats discussed. The candidates each pitched varying approaches. Hummert says balancing the federal government's budget would be his top priority.
When we spend more money than we take in as a nation, who does that benefit? It doesn't benefit anybody in this room. It benefits billionaires. It benefits corporations. It benefits other countries.
Bankhead says Montana has experience reining in power and money, referring to the Copper Kings. She proposed starting with tax policy.
Everybody should pay their fair share of taxes, and we should be bringing a lot of that economy down to the Main Street.
Neal called for a bottom-up approach and better pay for workers.
We need to raise the federal minimum wage. We need industry in Montana, but we need to invite industry that's going to pay workers fairly.
Blackwolf agreed with focusing on workers and local economies.
We need to really step up and support our unions. We need to ensure that our Made in Montana gets pushed forward.
The winner of the Democratic primary is likely to face Republican attorney Kurt Almy, who Daines endorsed after dropping out of the race at the 11th hour. Independent candidate Seth Bodner is also angling for a spot on the ballot. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.
This is MTPR.